to stop the giraffe. I don't know about you, but when I was young, I was told that a giraffe was just a club of neck because various animals have a slightly longer neck than the other and have a better ability to reach the food by a therefore through natural selection. That was passed down to the next generation. And eventually, a longer neck and so on and so on and so on. So eventually, we ended up with the giraffe we have now. That's how the giraffe came about. Turn effects of it don't start hitting you until you're 20. Though it's toxic. It's dangerous. I've got some photos here, these just show you the before and afters of the various symptoms. Politicians have been giving us federal budgets and various other things. And because the Treasurer, in this case, designated by the Prime Minister, has said this is going to happen, it's a federal decision. It's affecting all of us. We can't opt out. We can't say, I know you made a decision to change the tax rate, but I'm personally going to ignore the difference of this. It's a federal decision. So a decision by Adam and Eve to disobey God affects all of us. And that toxicity which hits the world, hits humanity, affects all of us. So this is where we get, this is what I wanted to get through to you. We're reading about Genesis. And we're reading, we're going to go through this in a minute. Think about the toxicity of sin. So I'm going to go with Ezekiel. It's part of Ezekiel. Most people might not be aware of this. As is various parts of the Bible that talk about one thing but also talk about the other. Often people know the Isaiah passage when it's talking about one of the kings, but it's actually referring to the same. This is the second one. It says, you are the seal of perfection, full of wisdom and perfect beauty. You are Eden, by the Lord. Every precious stone and all jewel, carnelian, chrysoprase, topaz, onyx, jasper, lapis, lazuli, turquoise, and pearl. Revelation again tells us that when we're talking about the serpent, the old serpent, he was the devil. Genesis just refers to it as the serpent. And the woman said to the serpent, "When they eat the fruit of the tree in the garden," the fruit of the tree was in the middle of life in the garden. God has said, "You shall not eat it, you shall not touch it, lest you die." Now, if you want to go check your Bible, what God does is he speaks to Adam. He says, "Hey, listen. Goes on to say, just picking various passages, "Then they heard the sound of the Lord God walking in the garden, in the cool of the day. Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God." So, their perception of themselves is now we need to hide from the Creator, not before. Not the happy chatting to them, talking to them, that's the implication. There's a perfect relationship. They have understood good because God had declared them good. Believe the creator of the whole universe, who knows everything, who knows, you know, what's going on. "Oh, I've lost my first two humans. I wonder where they've got to. I've lost my dog at times and I run around going, 'Where are you?' Because I don't know everything. I've lost the kids at times and kind of gone, 'Where are you?' Thankfully they were just in the house and they were fairly easy to track down. But if you're all knowing and you're saying, 'Where are you?' It's not for God's benefit. It's for humanity, it's for Adam's. Come listen to my voice. I'm not going to destroy you. I'm not going to destroy you. I heard your voice in the garden. I was afraid, says Adam. Because I was naked, I hid myself. So who told you that you were naked? If you eat it from the tree of which I commanded you, you should not eat. He knows this. He's giving him opportunity to own up. Take responsibility. Be a man. And he does what many men have followed and since done and goes, "Oh, it's the woman's fault. It's the woman you gave me to be with me. She gave me of the tree and I ate. It's not my fault. It's all hers." All right. Strike one. You failed on that one. So the Lord God said to the woman, "What is this that you have done?" And the woman said, "Well, it wasn't me, it was the serpent. It deceived me and I ate." that just as a side note, what we said in Genesis 2 is there was a perfect relationship between man and woman, and it wasn't talking about dominance, it wasn't talking about problems. But as we get towards the end of Genesis 3, we'll see that there is a problem between man and female, and it happens out. There's various ways of doing it. Last one I'll say here today, particularly, is this. If you want to know what I say when you're going to get married, here's a preview of it. Men tend to be sometimes my wife makes mistakes. But if she makes a mistake, and it's probably good to come to me, I'll take the blame. So if Rebecca makes something and goes wrong, I'll say it's good. My whole life, I take the blame. Internally, we sort it out, we understand the root of the issue. But I'm not exposing it in public. So that's what I'm doing. I'm not going to go and take the blame for it. But I'm not going to fall in the footsteps of what I'm going to do. Do you imagine what would have happened if at that point Adam had said, yeah, it's my fault. How different would life have been? But no, he messed up. She messed up. So God comes back and says, well, because he said to the serpent, because you've done this, you're cursed more than all the cattle, more than every beast of the field. On the belly you shall go, and you shall eat the dust of your life all the days of your life. Something changes. This was not the snake as we knew it, as we know it now. This was something different, bigger, larger. Oh, it's a dragon. Chapter 8, all the incarnate is in the dragon. And then he says, all the days of your life, enmity between you and the woman, between your seed and her seed. And he says, he shall bruise your head, you shall bruise his heel. Not they shall bruise your head, you shall bruise their head. It's specific. It's understood in the first reference to you, as we meet with Jesus. They will come under us, and you too will come under them. Then to the woman he said, notice the first one is to the curse upon Satan, the snake, not to the woman. No curse upon. I'll greatly multiply. some situations in my life. And I felt the words. I said to myself, I said, the Lord is gentle as I am. I'm in a similar situation. I am too. Don't go be with me. That's what I mean. Because the desire is to have to be with a man. Just a simple situation. The trouble with men is they have gone back to everything. So rather than showing love and care and concern, they will I fear physical presence. So here comes a statement of change. This is the necessity. Genesis 2, the first one. The shame of sin. Necessity. It's a change of place. Relationships. Relationships. Then he said to Adam, because you have heeded the voice of your wife and have eaten from the tree which I commanded you, saying, you shall not eat from it. Cursed is the ground for your sake. Adam's not cursed. Eve's not cursed. The ground is cursed. And what was meant to give up its food easily, now you're going to have to be powered. Both thorns and thistles that shall bring forth for you, and you shall eat of the herb of the field. Can I just say, basically, interestingly enough, he also provides sacrifice of Adam using skin to bring it to clothes. His knowledge of good and evil is so impressive with Adam and the clothes. So they're kicked out of the garden, and the toxicity of sin starts to infect the family around the world. And if you can imagine this Chernobyl cloud slowly spreading out, touching everything into goes, the effects of that cloud. does is he comes in, he dies, and he comes back. And the beautiful part about it is during his life, he actually demonstrates a practical aspect to us. He also gives a physical one. He says, hey, listen, we can get baptized. We can leave one side of the Jordan. We can go into the water. We can go under the water, representing the death of our old sinful life. And we can come up fresh and new and move out to the other side of the Jordan, saying we've left that behind and we've joined ourselves to this. That's what baptism does. And so what we're doing by having baptism, he says, you can go through this physical act of baptism under the water, and it shows that you're in unity with my actual death. I died so you don't have to. Demonstrate unity with me. It's a wonderful thing. It really is. And he says to do it, he says, if you believe and be baptized. And I encourage every believer, whether you've been a believer for one day, or you've been a believer for 40 years, you have actually been baptized publicly as a believer. Take that opportunity to stand forward and say, Jesus Christ did this for me. I'm going to go and watch that. It's just really exciting. Because what Kim's about to do is say publicly that she's a sinner. But publicly, which is acknowledging that and sought forgiveness for those sins. And publicly, that those sins were forgiven and new life has been given to her. The Holy Spirit dwells with her. She is going to be in eternity in heaven. But it's not just good quietly to tell your heart to change its mind. Say, now I want to say to give my heart and give it to the spiritual forces of heaven. This changes to your heart. Do it. Okay. For as long as I'm your pastor, you're going to hear this every single time. So baptism, it's an engagement ring. This is God's engagement to us. Baptism is an engagement. It says, traditionally, with our cultures, we too engage with the future husband, the future wife, the ring. We say, now we're one. Now we're together. Now this person is with me. Baptism is God's engagement. Getting an engagement ring doesn't change the relationship. When you get engaged, you don't need the engagement ring. You just need the agreement. Shows others. When we accept Jesus Christ our Lord and Savior, instantly we are saved. Baptism demonstrates it publicly and it demonstrates it to the spiritual forces of heaven. And trust me, if you can go publicly out, I'm not going to go wander out to the beach. If you can go publicly and do this, you can stand up and say, I believe in Jesus Christ. It takes courage to do it.